This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking on the program about our Hometown Hope featured organization for this month, Little Muse Rescue. And to talk a little bit more about it is Vicki Riddle, who is with Little Muse Rescue. Vicki, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate that.
And let's find out a little bit about what Little Muse Rescue is all about. A little bit of a history to this, isn't there?
There is. The rescue was actually started in New York by Donna, and they decided to move to Michigan, and she wondered if she was still going to stay in the rescue, and decided to, after she saw the need here in Michigan, that, you know, the cat issue was a need.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started Little Muse back up, and they've been running just out of foster homes. And now they have a building that's on North Adrian Highway, 3446 North Adrian Highway. And the building needs a lot of work.
Okay.
Needs a lot of work. And so looking for volunteers that would be willing to come and help out to paint or take down shelving. There's lots of different things to do.
All right. Before we get into a little bit more about that, Vicki, tell us exactly what Little Muse Rescue is all about. I would take it's like it's rescuing kittens, but tell us a little bit more about that.
They rescue kittens and cats, and they, you know, people find cats, you know, somebody or a cat will have a litter of kittens somewhere, and they'll call them to come and get it, and they take it and put them in foster homes.
Okay.
And it's just cats in general. Mm-hmm. That either people have discarded, or, you know, the kittens are without a mom, or, you know, there's a lot of bottle kittens too, that especially now coming into kitten season.
Oh yeah,
they are really, really busy. We have a lot of kittens that are being born in the rescue because, you know, mom was outdoors, and so there's always a need for fosters, that's for sure.
And I know there's a lot of people that just, you know, love cats, they love kittens, and, you know, to be able to do a foster would be a great joy to them as well. So can they be a part of that fostering situation?
Yes, absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers to foster. The fosters, we actually have them there. We have quite a few fosters, that even some up near Ann Arbor.
Oh.
So it's, you know, it's spread out. Mm-hmm. Pretty far. There's a pet store in Ann Arbor that we do a lot of the adoptions and stuff there. And so, yes, it's the need is always there for fosters.
So is there a phone number that they can call if they would like to be a foster?
Yes, they can actually get a hold of the rescue by calling 734-304-0123. And being a foster, you don't have to pay for any of the supplies or anything. All of that is provided by the rescue, the food and the cat litter and any medications or food or anything that they need is provided by the rescue.
Wow.
All they have to do is love them.
Yeah.
And take care of them and, you know, help find, sometimes they can help find a permanent home for them.
Oh, even the fosters themselves, right?
Well, they can't. Well, they have to go through the process.
Okay.
You know, there is a process an adoption process that has to be gone through. The people would have to fill out an application. Technically, the cats and the kittens all belong to Little Muse.
Okay.
And the foster is taking care of them until a permanent home can be found.
Okay, excellent. Now, you mentioned about their location. Now, they're just right on North M-52, just south of Valley Road there, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay. So right next to the church there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The driveway and the driveway to the rescue are, the driveway to the church and the driveway to the rescue are right next to each other.
Okay, excellent. Kind of give an idea for people to where it's located at.
Right.
You mentioned about the fact that this is a relatively new location for them, so there's a lot of work that's got to be done, huh, Vicki?
Yes, it is a new location. They just purchased the building a couple of months ago. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to the building. A lot of things have to be, like, shelving units and things like that taken down, and there's going to be a little store there, so they'll be selling kitten stuff or animal stuff,
nice.
Different things.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if there's contractors or plumbers, or there's a lot of work to do on that building to try and get it open and to make sure that, you know, it's a safe place to keep the cats.
That's right. So if anyone is would love to be able to volunteer their time to be able to help on this. It would be appreciated, right?
Absolutely, yes. Volunteers are deeply appreciated.
And again, the phone number to call if they would like to, you know, to help out on that?
734-304-0123.
Okay. So that eventually this is going to be a permanent location for them that they would like to have, right, Vicki?
Absolutely. This will be a permanent location. It'll be a place where they can keep the cats. They can do adoptions there. There's actually two buildings on the property, which gives them plenty of space that'll be kind of the headquarters. Because as I said before, when they needed supplies and things like that, they might be delivered to a foster parent, mm-hmm. and then trying to get that dispersed was sometimes a little difficult.
Yeah.
But this will be the headquarters. They'll be able to have all the supplies there, and people can come there for events and things like that once it gets up and running.
How is Little Muse Rescue funded?
It's funded by donations.
Okay.
It's funded by donations. There are a lot of vet bills. I mean, there's been a couple cats just this week that have come in that, you know, vet bills need to be paid. And so donations of a financial donation would be wonderful, but also donations of, you know, kitten food, cat food, cleaning supplies, all that stuff to make sure that the cats are taken care of.
You know, and the thing is that... as you said, Vicki, that they saw that the need here in Michigan was just as great as what they saw in New York.
Right.
And we all kind of know about the fact that, you know, we always seem to take care of the dogs. When it comes to cats, it seems to be a different situation. So having this would help in that, and also to make sure that the cats will be able to find a permanent home. Plus, in order to keep them healthy, too, so we're not spreading diseases as well.
Right, right. Yeah. And it's huge, too. I mean, it's very, very important for people to spay and neuter their animals.
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, kitten season is in full swing, you know, outdoor cats. So people are finding litter of kittens in different places and calling us to, you know, to help out and take them. And right now, we need fosters. We need fosters really bad.
And again, they can contact that phone number again
they
in order
can.
To be a foster?
They can.
Okay. Yep, let's do it again.
Okay, it's 734-304-0123.
Okay. Little Muse Rescue is the program that we're talking about here on Community Conversation. Is there other things that the Little Muse Rescue is in need of, Vicki, that we haven't mentioned?
Just, I mean, supplies that like when we get a litter of kittens,
yeah.
we have to have formula to feed the kittens. It's not like they can eat. They're too little to eat cat food and stuff. So
sure.
it's formula and medication for the, you know, some of them, their eyes are really bad or they have fleas and things like that. So they have the medications and things like that, too, are always in need.
And again, the need for volunteers as well, right?
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's really huge. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge time commitment. Once the building gets up and going, you know, there'll be a schedule and things. But getting the building done and in the meantime, taking care of the kittens that are coming in is kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah. So again, the need is there for contractors, electricians, and that nature to help out in getting the building ready would be greatly appreciated. And then also those who would like to volunteer to help foster the kittens and the cats, too, also a great need right now, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Huge need.
If they would like to be able to help out, is there, we mentioned about the phone number, but is there another way that people maybe might be able to contact the Little Muse Rescue, Vicki?
Yes, I actually have an email. It's littlemuse@yahoo.com. They can send an email. There is not regular hours yet at the building. There is usually somebody there in the afternoon, but there's not permanent hours or anything set yet for the building. But they can drop donations off at the building. They can drop off pop cans and things like that because we take the pop cans and return them for money. For,
yeah, or the deposit on
right.
them. Yeah,
right.
Sure. Yeah. And that's a Little Muse, like Mew, Mew, Mew with a cat, M-E-W-S, right?
Right,
Vicki?
Right.
Okay. Little Muse Rescue at yahoo.com?
At yahoo.com.
Okay.
And they're also on Facebook.
Okay.
They have a page on Facebook that has plenty of the information there as well. It's just Little Muse Rescue.
Excellent. Excellent.
Right.
Vicki, thank you so much, and much success with Little Muse Rescue. And all we need is to get the volunteers to be able to help out on this and to get things really going, because it seems like it will really help out with a big need that's here in the county and the area.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. It definitely will.
Thanks so much, Vicki.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And congratulations in being the winner of the Hometown Hope for this month.
We appreciate it so much.
It's Little Muse Rescue here on Community Conversation. My guest has been Vicki Riddle. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.